This is Fish Radio. I'm Lainey Welch. Kuskokwim kids track their own salmon. I'll tell you more after this.
Fish Radio is brought to you by the At Sea Processors Association. Learn more at ATSEA.org.
Alaska sets the gold standard for sustainable, well-managed fisheries. It's even written in the state constitution. Find out more from the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute at alaskaseafood.org. Western Alaska kids at Quinnahawk are marine scientists in the making. Roughly 50 students from fifth grade through high school are tracking tiny king and chum salmon as the smolts leave the Kuskokwim River and head off into the wild.
We wanted to get them involved in their own science about where the fish went and maybe make future marine biologists out of them.
Terry Reeve is a Sea Grant marine advisor based in Bethel. In June, Reeve and the kids dropped 32 drifter buoys that uplink GPS locations, water temperatures, and other information every half hour to polar satellites. The data is downloaded every morning.
Those of us involved in it tune on every morning just to see the wind blowing, the current in the river, everything else that affects our local conditions. You really get wrapped up in it.
Reeve says it's the first time ever such inshore information has been gathered for the region.
We hope that these are going to say where those things go and what changes may be affecting the runs. Inshore research here is pretty much a new game.
Over the next 2 years, a total of 64 drifter buoys will be dropped in the Kuskokwim, each personalized with the kids' names.
Those are their buoys now, and if they end up in Russia or frozen in the ice up off Nome or someplace, it'll still be their buoys.
Reeve says the kids will dig into the data all winter.
They transmit for 7 months, so they can tie these things in together on a daily basis in terms of lessons and effect it might have, you know, on the local stocks.
The Drifter Buoy Project will be expanded to all AYK school districts. The ultimate goal, Reeve says, is to recruit more rural Alaskans into marine science careers.
I think at all levels of agencies out there, people would like to see more local kids analyzing and controlling their own information flow from there and putting it to work for them.
Find out more at alaskaseagrant.org. Fish Radio is also brought to you by the Marine Conservation Alliance. In Kodiak, I'm Lainey Welch.